This is the audio guide for getting started in Core Exiles Part 4. In this guide, I will be going over the second mission for Jonas Hawk, actually completing it, doing all the steps, that way in case you get stuck at any point, you can refer to this guide to figure out what you gotta do. I am exactly where I left off with the last mission, sitting on the promenade of Starbase 51, so I'm gonna go ahead and find Jonas and go talk to him. View him.
Return to promenade button.
Control home, just jumping my button.
Return to Jonas Hawk, top to Jonas Hawk, enter.
Talk to Jonas. Again, control home, accept, B, shift, G, traffic. And then control down arrow from here.
Hey, you're back. Don't get me wrong, only you'd be surprised how many folks take my first suggestion to go work for a Shard and never return. Still, there wasn't your pain. Well, you've seen you can earn a reasonable living from doing great missions for a Shard. When you have a much larger cargo, all you might like to seek out Westbed. For now, you can put the experience under your belt. Be aware that the larger the cargo and the greater the distance, the more both companies will pay. How about something different? I now you just have enough credits to purchase a basic mining laser. You'll find lock and load, sell them. Go find one and fit it to your ship or weapon slot. You may need to spend some IP on your mining skill before being able to fit the mining laser. Leave the system and travel to Starpoint 1 through the Jumpgate Network. There you'll find asteroid field AI. Once in orbit, an icon will appear on the navigation bar. Engage your mining lasers to mine ore from the asteroids. I suggest mining the full 50 units of ore and returning back to me. I will pay you more than fair price for the ore and give you your next lesson in survival. Mission details: equip skills, mine, purchase a mining laser, any. Travel to the Starpoint 1 system, mine 50 units of ore and return to Jonas at Starbase 51 to the Ferris system. Use this guide for help on this mission. Link equipment item. Click here opens a new window. Use this guide for help on this mission. Link out to mine. Click here opens a new window. Mission reward credits: 1000/XP, 1000/IP, 1500. Accept mission button. Decline mission button.
Okay, so I have to go to lock and load, get a mining laser, go to Farpoint 1 to mine it. I'm going to accept. Return to promenade. The first thing I need to do is find a lock and load, which there might be one here. I don't know. I'm not going to use the finder, as that is a big pile of shit, and it likes to freeze up. So, control home B. Down arrow, and now table commands.
Commercial storage, show supply, Jonas Hawk pre-collected import sonar solution, lock and load, row 10.
Yep, there's a lock and load here.
New button, enter.
Alright, so I'm going to view the store.
Core Exiles, Core Exiles, Core Exiles, enter lock and load.
That's a weapon store, I'm not going to read the description.
Enter, enter lock and load, but wrapping to top, wrapping to bottom, enter lock and enter.
Enter lock and load. We'll see if the mine, actually, I'm just going to control home.
No edit boxes. No edit boxes.
Oh, there's no search here.
Core Exiles, new item button. Alright,
so,
two. Missile launcher one. Missile
using
launcher two,
table commands, I went control home, B.
New item button.
Down arrow,
missile launcher two.
And I'll control up arrow,
one,
then
missile
down arrow.
Scan limits, scan limits, collision, target deep, target deep, Rexel, mining laser MK1, row 14.
That's what I want, mining laser 5, MK1, cost 5,000 credits.
10.
It uses 10 skill points, so I'll have to spend those.
5, column 5.
5, 5 is the damage, 300
zero, column
is energy.
300, 0, column 7, new item button, column 8, end the row. No mail links, core exiles. 23 links. Co-purchase one button. Assets tab link.
We'll read the description for it.
Table with 5 column item info, mining laser MK1 details. Mining lasers use resonant waves to break apart asteroids and rock. They have a high power drain but low range tools. Mining lasers are used to gather ore from asteroids and should not be considered weapons. This particular mining laser alternates between firing the tractor mode several hundred times a minute. First, the laser fires a short high intensity beam at the asteroid to break it up and then switches to the tractor mode to draw the ore into the integral magnetic scoop. Scan rate bonus 5% max damage, 5 units min damage, 5 units energy rate, 300. Min skill, mining 10 captain level, 0 item cost, 5,000 credits. Purchase one button.
Alright, so obviously I'm going to purchase
next,
one.
Purchase one button, enter.
And then I'll have to go spend these skill points and put it on my ship.
Congratulations, Doc. Congratulations, Captain. You are now the proud number one shiny. Return to score list, enter.
All right, so I'm out 5,000 credits.
Wrapping to bottom, view item button. Visit link promenade, enter. Promenade link, visit. Promenade. Visit. Link
first things first, I need to spend the skill points. So I'm going to search
skill. Link graphic skills. Enter skills, link graphic.
Go to skills. There is a guide in the screen reader section covering the layout of this page. If you get lost during this guide, you can go check out that, either the text or audio guide, and hopefully that'll help you figure out how to set your own skill points for this mission. So what I'm going to do, control home T, put me in the table, and then I'll control down arrow.
Remember,
there's the mining skill. So I'm going to control right arrow. I have zero.
It
costs 310 a piece. I'm
going
to spend. And now I need to type in 10 on this page. Control home E.
Enter amount of skill points. Enter amount of mining skill. Enter 5 in the box below. Enter amount of mining skill points to purchase.
Just making sure I was mining. 1, 0.
Top edit 10. Escape virtual P purchase button. Enter.
Purchase. And this will allow me to put the mining laser on my ship. If I didn't have the points, it wouldn't allow me to put it on.
Correct. Return to skill purchase of mining next 10 was successful. IP points for the skill purchase will be deducted from your account.
Good deal.
Return to skill screen button.
Return. Now I can either exit this page first.
Visit link skill screen.
I'm just hitting V.
Exit. Visit link skill enter. Skill screen. Visit link graphic.
Visit link is called skill screen.
Core exiles.
Now I'm going to search P space L.
P space L. Enter. Link graphic ship loadout.
And that will bring me to my ship loadout. And then this weapon slot one right here.
Weapon slot one empty button. Enter.
I'm going to hit enter on it.
24 links. Correct. Equip item button. No. 0. 300. 5. 10.
This.
Mining. 1. Mining laser MK1.
Mining laser.
Equip item button. Enter. 23 links. Core return. Power energy reserve will be just returned to enter.
Okay. Now in my weapon slot 1, it should read.
Mining laser MK1 button.
Yep. Now I'm going to exit.
Visit link exit loadout center. Exit loadout screen link.
There we go. Good deal. Now the next part of the mission was to go to Farpoint 1.
New button.
So I'm going to undock
enter.
From Starbase.
Search P space G. Jump button. Enter.
I think Farpoint 1 is one jump off.
Jump 1, row 4.
Yep.
Jump button, enter.
So Go to 4.1. Undock and look for the asteroid. There it is.
Asteroid F5, start button.
Now, when I'm at this asteroid, now if I hit Shift-G,
I can go up through these
graphics at the top of the orbit page, and see I have one here called Mine. Hit Enter on this, and this will bring me to the mining interface. When you're first starting off like I am right now in these guides, mining is really boring and it really sucks, and you only get normal ore, which just sucks. But what you do, Control Home, hit B, hit the click me button, and then you're going to be put on a page that has a table with a whole bunch of buttons. I'm going to try and run over it real quick. There is a separate guide in the screen reader section covering this in much greater detail. But what I'm going to do is Control Home, hit B, and then this is going to put me on a tractor button, which is also in a table. I'm going to hit Alt Control Up Arrow. We'll see we have ore there. There's one of it. Alt Control Right Arrow. Alt Control Up Arrow, then back down. So we have three ore windows. What I can do is from here, just hit B. Loot All button. That's what I want to do, collect it all. And then this brings me back to the Click Me button. So I'm going to click that. Loot All. I have 31 of 50. Click me button one more time. This time I'm just hitting Shift B. I should be just about full. What I'm doing to check my cargo is Control Home, then jumping my graphic. So Control Home, GG. GGG. 3850. I got nothing on that one. So Control Home, Shift B. Loot All. I'm not even reading it because it's just boring ore. One more, and it should actually tell me. No, I can't loot all because it'll fill me up too far. So I'm going to tractor the first one. There we go. Yes, every time you tractor something, you use up fuel, and every time you shoot at the asteroid, it uses fuel as well. Alright, so now I'm going to exit mining, because I should have a full load. Yep, so now I just need to take this back to Jonas, and I got the mission complete. So, jump gate. Search for P space G. Dock at the jump gate. Yes,
Jump to Ferris.
Undock. Go to the Starbase. Okay. Now I just have to go talk to Jonas. Man, he should take my ore. Give me some damn money. And put me on the next mission.
Continue.
Return to IP XP awarded 1,000. Credits awarded 1,000. Credits 1,000.
Credits awarded 1 XP awarded 1,000.
IP XP.
Awarded
1,000.
Return to Promenade button. Rapid to top. Return to Promenade button. Rapid to top. Return to Promenade.
Return to Promenade.
Continue button. Land. Not near used.
Oh, I got a level.
Land. Continue button. Land. No graphics. Continue land. Not new open land. You have been awarded 5,000 IP. Land. Fair. You have just leveled. You are now level 2.
Good deal.
Continue button. Enter.
Yeah, I had to change my name because Coop's actually deleted Toilet, and he made me a couple accounts for recording, so
correct, new button.
This works out better. And that is mission number 2 for Jonas Hawk. That's all there is to it. This was just teaching you how to buy something from a store, how to spend skill points, and then how to mine. Although the mining was super boring, it is the same mechanics for everything. Once you start getting asteroid scanners, Babylon pods, bigger mining lasers, all that, you can get much more valuable stuff from a asteroid field, stuff that might cost 1, 2, 3, 500, 1,000 credits per unit, and then you can sell that or use it yourself and save some money. But like everything in the game, there is a cost-benefit ratio. You have to spend quite a bit of fuel to mine, but it can be very lucrative if you can stay awake for it and if you have the patience to do it. Anyway, that is the end of this part of the guide, and I will see you on the next one where I do mission 3 for Jonas Hawk.